Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from the triune God. Amen. Palm Sunday to Good Friday, separated by a mere 5 days. Two processions, a procession of honour entering the city of Jerusalem, and then a procession of shame carrying the cross. A triumphal entry and then the passion. And it's not quite that simple. This year, we read Luke's Gospel. I know we read John on Good Friday every year, but we've had the build-up in Luke's Gospel to this event, and we have Easter in Luke's Gospel. Luke's Gospel doesn't have the same triumph that you see in Matthew and Mark. Already, his gospel is pregnant with sadness when Jesus enters Jerusalem. Two very important symbols are missing on that Palm Sunday account as Jesus enters. Firstly, despite us calling it Palm Sunday, in Luke's gospel there are no palms. Palms are not mentioned. Another thing that you don't hear in Luke's gospel is that cry, Hosanna! A cry that means save. So at the entrance to Jerusalem, Jesus is not recognized in Luke's gospel as either a political or a cosmic savior. He's not going to save the Israelites from the Roman Empire. And then on that first Palm Sunday, Jesus does something incredibly moving according to Luke's gospel. Incredibly moving. He weeps over Jerusalem. Jesus is crucified in Luke's gospel for weeping. He is not crucified as in Matthew and Mark and certainly in John for praise or for triumph, but for weeping. And so today I'd like to explore two questions. The first is, as we come into our city, and both the churches of Moot and St. Vidast are based in the city, as we come into the city, over what do we weep? And the second question is, how can the crowd turn from praise on one hand to a week later, less than a week later, vilification? How can they change from adoration to condemnation, recalling that it is just 5 days between the two, Palm Sunday to Good Friday? So what should we weep over as we come into our city? Jerusalem was the city that killed the prophets, and it's now going to kill the one that encapsulates that tension, that creative tension between the divine and the human. They're going to kill the Ben Adam, the one, in human form. Who and what has our city, at least metaphorically, killed? We can look around and maybe there are things we should be weeping over. A disparity of wealth fueled by some of the practices of our city, disparity within our country, within our more local community. And then we have the cries of the Extinction Revolution just down the road. However disruptive they are to our daily life, are they telling us something about the short-term trade in the city that has undermined the environment, the short-termism that's led to just looking for money straight away in the short term? Another thing about the city that sometimes places individualism over society. So you could say that our city has killed, at least in a metaphorical way, a sort of material solidarity, a sense of community, an environmental awareness, and a societal awareness. But do remember at the same time It's only in Luke that he weeps over the city. We also have much to celebrate about our city. But today, on Good Friday, we recall the most brutal of politics. And we ought to ask ourselves that question, over what should we weep? Because if we don't at least occasionally weep, we are in danger of becoming one of the vilifiers, one of the condemners ourselves. If we're unable to see the harm of our own systems, our own politics, our own structures, we will then just condemn people that reveal this harm to us. We won't be able to engage with them. Last week I was in Berlin, and in Berlin there is a museum called the Topography of Terror. It's a museum on the site of the SS and the site of the Gestapo. The buildings have been destroyed, none of the buildings are left. So really it's a museum of pictorial representation, of history, but also of psychology. And it's the psychology that I found most interesting. What was that shift that happened at some point in a society not that dissimilar from our own? What was that shift from some politics that was quite populist on one hand to death camps on the other hand within a few years? And we do, after all, recall our two processions today, our procession of honour, the entry into Jerusalem, but also the procession of shame. The procession of the cross. We remember that the crowd, they go from cheering to jeering, from joy to hatred, from welcoming a saviour into Jerusalem to that cry of, as we've heard sung, crucify him, crucify him. And that really shocking cry where the society turns its back on its own history and its own heritage. We have no king but Caesar. How do they make that journey? How did Germany make that journey? And how, well, and what are the dangers that we ourselves could make such a similar journey? The Topography of Terror recalled how the average German citizen in the 1930s was feeling quite good. There had been a consumer improvement. The Weimar Republic, with its hyperinflation, had gone. Inflation was under control, and once again, you could buy things in the shops. There were industrial improvements. A certain pride had come back to the nation after the First World War and Versailles. And the majority of people, therefore, disregarded the prejudice at the heart of their politics. As the museum put it, they indulged the National Socialists. The average German citizen, if you like, forgot to weep over their city. We must never forget to weep. Not only over our city, but also over ourselves. We have a propensity, rather like Peter, who denies Jesus, we have a propensity within ourselves to be fearful, to deny our friends, to deny our true identity, and to run with the crowd. It's only human. But let's remember two things. Firstly, in John's Gospel, as we heard last night, Jesus washed the feet of Judas. Jesus washed the feet of Judas. And in Luke's Gospel, Jesus shares bread and wine with Judas. Could we wash the feet of the one who betrays us? I would certainly struggle, and probably most of us would. But can we at least weep over our own fear? Weep over the brutality of our city and the fragile susceptibility of our human condition. Because if we can't weep, then we're really in trouble.